trusting, confiding in His great love. From all I'm safe in a sheltering now, living by faith.
Living by faith. Amen. And faith is in the unseen. Amen. Our faith doesn't need to see to believe. We believe in things that we have not seen. Amen. So that's why we are children of Abraham. How many children of Abraham am I talking to this morning? Amen. So we are going to carry on with our study on our family, the family of Abraham, and what we believe and how we believe it. Amen. So we greet you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus, and we welcome you in the house of the Lord this morning. For our visitors, we are more than happy to have you amongst us, and we hope you will enjoy the fellowship of the saints and the blessing of the Lord. Amen. Let's pray. Sister Julie, welcome back. We didn't forget you. We really missed you. Amen. We don't take you for granted. Amen. I realized it a few weeks ago. We take our wives for granted. They are not. They are a real blessing. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for giving us another good opportunity this morning to be assembled once again and to come to check ourselves before you, O Lord. And we know that in your presence we are not worthy. That's why we are coming with our head bowed, O Lord, and our heart humbled, O Heavenly Father, knowing that you are holy, and it's not our holiness that make us to stand in your presence, but it's the Holy God in us, O Lord. That's why we are calling your presence in our midst, O Lord. Let this meeting, let this gathering be a holy gathering because of the presence of the Holy God in our midst, O Lord. Bless your people that came with needs in their hearts. Let them go fulfilled, O Lord. Let our hearts be blessed by the reading and the preaching of the word, and answer our prayers. We bless the children upstairs with the teachers and everyone who is involved in the Sunday schools upstairs, O Lord. Bless our brethren. We are still on the way coming. Keep and protect them. In Jesus' name, amen. So we are going to have our 30 minutes Sunday school, or 25 minutes. Let's open 1 Thessalonians 5, from verse 1 to verse 7. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. You are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. God bless you. You may be seated. So we will add a little bit on what we have been talking about for the last few weeks by God's grace, and hopefully it's going to be of some help to someone, and it will help us in our preparation for that day. Amen. Amen. So we spoke last week about the promises of this day and how they are going to, you know, we are trying to raise our awareness on how the promise of God fulfills, and how in the past people have failed to notice them, to realize that this is what they were expecting, because they were not prepared to see them the way God meant it to be seen, because of maybe their way of understanding, because of their interpretation, because of some other external reasons, they failed to realize that what I'm seeing this now is what God said being fulfilled. Amen. Remember, even when Jesus one day went into a temple and read this very scripture that was meant to be fulfilled that day, he said to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled." Amen. People got mad and they started stoning him. Amen. Why? Because they didn't have the proper representation of what was happening and the fulfillment of the word of God. Amen. So the fact that you are not seeing something doesn't mean that nothing is not happening, or that thing is not happening. It may just be that it's happening in the way you are not expecting it, or it's happening in another dimension. Amen. Jesus was born, the day Jesus was born, I doubt 20 people were aware that Jesus was born. Amen. But it was the great realization of the greatest promise that humanity has been waiting for. But if you want to count the people that knew that Jesus was born, you could count them with your fingers. Amen. So the fact that you people, you know, didn't see it, didn't mean that it was not happening. But it was happening in such a simplicity that even someone who could see Mary carrying the baby Jesus going, I don't know, to get a vaccination, he would pass him and say, "I've just seen a lady with a baby passing." But it was the realization of what they've been expecting since Adam. But it came in such a simplicity so that they missed to see it. Amen. Amen. Or, as we said, it may be happening in a different dimension. As we illustrated it, as we are seated here, someone is playing music. Yes. There's people, they're shouting, fighting, gunfire, as we are seated here. But you need to connect to the correct dimension with the correct device on the correct channel. Then you'll see that as we are speaking here, you could see what's happening in Ukraine, in this room, but it's happening in a different dimension. Amen. So the fact that you don't see it doesn't mean it doesn't happen. So today, we are going to see another aspect of it. The Lord add another dimension, another layer to the mystery of his coming. Not only it will happen in a simplicity, but it tells us also that it will happen like a thief in the night. That's another layer of mystery is adding to his coming. Amen. Amen. Not only it may happen in a simplicity, in a different dimension, But it will come also as a thief in the night. I was happy the other day when Brother Wilmo illustrated when the thieves, they choose their moment to come. It's not when you are still struggling with the light on in your the house that they will come.
Amen.
Amen. They'll be watching.
Yes.
And when you switch off the light, they won't come straight away. They know you are still maybe reading something or praying. They won't come. It's only when they realize that you are gone in sleep, then they will come. So there's two elements involved there, the element of secrecy and the element of surprise.
Amen.
That's what the thief counts on when they want to operate. He wants to surprise you, and he wants to come secretly.
Yeah.
The coming of the Lord, that's why he says, the prophet speaking about a secret coming.
Amen.
It's not a public event. You know the illustration we saw the other day of plane crashing and the people running up and down? That's not a secret coming.
That's right, brother.
Okay. A secret coming, he says, he will come like a thief in the night. And the thief comes in the night. When the thief comes, you realize it only when he's gone already. Maybe in the morning you notice that the doors are wide open. But when the event happened, you didn't realize it. It doesn't mean that the thief didn't come. The fact that you were sleeping and maybe dreaming doesn't mean that that event didn't happen. It just happened that and you didn't realize it. It happened in a way, it happened in a certain, with secrecy and surprise, in a way that you didn't realize that it happened.
Yes.
Amen. And then when you wake up in the morning, you just realize, you notice the consequences. That this was meant to be here. The TV is missing. This, my car is missing. My car key is missing. Why? What? The thief had come. So when he's talking about the night, there's three elements I picked up about coming in the night as a thief. The night is the realm of sleep and dream. Amen. The thief come when you are sleeping. And it come when you are sleeping, and the sleep is a realm of dream. So you are in a different world when the thief is operating. Are we together?
Yes.
Remember the other day I mentioned about that dimension of dream. Amen.
Amen.
I don't want... The pastor spoke about dimension. We know the seven dimension already. But God, to show us that there is another dimension, God gave us another evidence of dimensions when we are still alive here, to realize that this realm of our existence is not the only realm that exists. There is another life after that. When you are asleep, your body at rest, unconscious, but you can find yourself, I like to say Zimbabwe. You find yourself in a hurry. While your body is there, you find yourself in a body, in Harare, on the streets. Sometimes even you travel in time. You realize that? You find yourself as a little boy in the street of Kinshasa, in the house where you grew up. I almost dream many times in my house of my childhood. I see myself as a child there. What is that body that can go back to youth? That what is that body that you see when your old body is lying in the bed? You find yourself in a young body. You find yourself back in time. You even see your dead ones. Amen.
Amen.
You even see your dead father talking to you. God can show that these things are a reality. There's a life after death.
Amen.
Amen. We'll meet our loved ones.
Yes,
this body will be changed. Because in that dream, you'll find yourself eating a McDonald's and saying to people, this meat is nice. Hey, man, it's not witchcraft. I know churches that say if you dream, you are eating, it's witchcraft. No. It's not witchcraft. It's a reality. Solomon dreamt a dream. In that dream, Solomon made a prayer. And that prayer came to realize in the physical life of Solomon 100%. Amen. The things that were said in that dream came to influence the rest of the life of Solomon to the dot. To show you that not all dreams are imaginations. It's a type, God showing you that when this body is dead, there's another body. Amen. When this life is over, there's another life. Yes. Where you will rejoice, where you will meet your loved one that has gone before. Amen. So let's go back to our thief. When the thief is coming in the night is the realm of dream. And dream is another dimension. When the thief is operating in this dimension, you are in another dimension. You are in Harare, while him is in your house, doing his things. And when you come back to this dimension, then you realize that when I was in the other dimension, things were happening in another dimension that I didn't realize. Amen? Are we together? That's exactly the Lord showing us the order of his coming, the mystery of his coming. A coming of the Lord involves simplicity. It's happened in a way so simple that your representation may lead you to miss it. It comes in another dimension. It's something that's happening not in a normal dimension. Let's read it. Amen. The prophet says, this is talking about the coming of the Lord. But I wonder if that rapture could pass and we'll be left alone one day. Then wonder where it's all at. And it would come by real secretly, you know. And that's what it's coming, like a thief in the night. 99 out of every 500,000, every million will never know the rapture took place. Amen. 99% of people wouldn't know the rapture took place, because it's a secret coming. Yes. It's a coming like a thief. These types, just take it in the natural. A thief, when he operates, no, he doesn't want to be seen. Yeah. It takes and go. It's after that you will realize that something has taken place. Amen. Unless you are a thief like him. And you came together. Amen. Unless you enter in his secrets. So let's enter in the thief's secret tonight. Because if our master says he's a thief, let's become all thieves. Amen. Amen. It will be gone and they won't even know nothing about it. Jesus says so. It will come like a thief in the night and be stolen away. Amen. But in the bride, if 500 people left the earth just every minute, the world would not know nothing about it. Brother Wilmo the other day said, there will be a plausible explanation to everyone missing that day. There will be some, you know, understandable explanation. Everyone will say, no, she went to work. At work, they'll say, no, today she didn't come. That's it. At home, they'll say, oh, there are church there, they always go. Sometimes they go to check, and they may still be in check. Amen. In check, they say, oh, this time he said maybe he didn't come. They're going to be a plausible explanation for everyone missing. And he said, think everything will move just as common as it can be. A fanatic message will go by, and the first thing you know something, they will say, this minister is going somewhere. He never come back. He probably went to the woods hunting. Amen. He just never returned no more. You may be going fishing. I know some brethren who have their allotations there in Balbriggan. They say they just went to their gardening there. They never come back. And this fellow went somewhere. You know what happened? That young girl, she must have been caught away somewhere, you know. Somebody take that girl and ravish her. Probably throw her in the water. That's what people would say. Yeah. They're going to be, you know, plausible explanation. They'll say, no, just missing. Oh, he's gone somewhere. That boy is always like that. And it won't be something that people will notice. Yeah. She was with nobody. 99 may say one out every 100 million will ever know anything about it. Let somebody that's acquainted with her will say the girl is missing. Why? I can't understand. She never did live like that before. Amen. Few people will question, what happened? Ah, this one, ah, let's see, she's going to come back. Oh, no, it will work. But something may have happened, and you didn't realize it. That's why watch and pray.
Amen.
Amen. That's why check the promises of God. What's happening in your day? Amen. The prophet says, and when they say the graves will open, this is it. Let's talk about the graves opening. How is the grave going to open? And do you think the angel will come down and shovel up the graves and get out an old dead carcass here? The prophet said, so people think the grave will open, the angel will come down with shovels and dig down and get out all those dead bones and bring them out. Do you think that's how the resurrection will happen? He said, you say the grave will open, the dead shall walk out. That may be true, but not open the way you say open. Amen. He says the graves will open, but not the way you say open. Not the say we think it's the grave will open. It's introducing a level of dimension here. These things will happen in a certain dimension.
Amen.
This thing will happen in a certain secrecy that only those who have an eye will see. The Bible says they rose up and walked up in the streets of Jerusalem. Not everybody saw them, but he said some saints were able to see them.
Yep.
Not everyone will see them. Not everyone will see the grave open. It won't open in the way the world is saying it will open. It will open in a certain dimension. And you need to be in that dimension to see the resurrection of the dead. Amen. Even when we are talking about the dead being resurrected. You know, the other day I said it. The prophet, when he went on the other side, he saw them. Amen. He saw them. His late wife, that sister that was converted when she was in the 90s, and this one and that one. So when we are talking about them being dead, it's not our physical understanding of dead. Because Jesus says, he that believes in me, he will live even though dead. Because the Christian doesn't die. The Christian is in a resting place, waiting for, amen, waiting for the day when he'll be given a new body.
Yes.
Amen. A body that can be seen by you and me. That's what resurrection means. Amen. Just the moment their soul, their theophany, will get, enter in a body that can be that can come back to be seen in this our realm again. That's what resurrection means. Because they are not dead, they are alive in another dimension. Amen. It will be a secret because he said it will be like a thief in the night. He has already told us this, the rapture. Then judgment will strike, sin, plague, sickness, and everything. And people will cry for death to take them when the judgment. Lord, the people will say, Lord, why is this judgment upon us? When you say that there will be a rapture first, and he will say, it's already come, and you didn't know it. Amen. So let's watch and pray, my brother. Let's watch and pray. When they say rapture, have a spiritual understanding of rapture. Don't have a Pentecostal spirit understanding of rapture. That's the reason. There is no reason we came out of those churches if we had to bring with us all the packages that we got there. Amen. There's no reason we came out of denominations if our view of the scripture must still be influenced by what we have been taught there. We came to this message because the message is the revelation of the word of the hour. And let's get rid of our teachings, our background, our old understanding. When the Bible says rapture, go in the scripture. Go and see what the scripture says about the rapture. Amen. We wanted to lay this foundation because God willing, in next lessons, we are really going to go deep into these mysteries of the coming of the Lord, the mystery of the rapture, the mystery, all these things. We wanted to lay this foundation so that when someone, when we are going to talk about the coming of the Lord, you need to know what we are talking about and have this as a background. Amen. And a good advice I would like to give you, my brethren, let's not jump into conclusions. Because these teachings, I've seen them many places. People, they get so excited that they start jumping into conclusions and started mixing the word of God. Started going into conclusion and making things. You know, people are saying things like today, you can live any life you want because there's no more sin. Because of this, you can. People are living filthy life based on a wrong understanding, jumping into conclusions. Grace is over. People can't be saved anymore. And why? Because they made quick conclusions based on a wrong understanding of the scripture. Amen. We are, by God's grace, going to study these things slowly, slowly, and get to understand why they missed the first coming of the Lord. What is the first coming of the Lord? When did the first coming of the Lord happen? And then we'll understand the coming of the Lord today. We'll try to put it in its context. We believe that the Lord will really help us, and it will be a blessing to everyone. But by God's grace, my brethren, let's be in a spirit of prayer. Amen. These things, we need prayer. We need the guidance of the Holy Ghost to come and reveal them to you so that you'll keep both legs, both foot on the ground. I've seen people that start walking with one foot. Ah, excitement of the revelation. Ah, we are raptured. No, we are not raptured yet. We are still in this body. But you need to place things correctly. And then you will understand what the Lord is trying to tell us. Amen. God bless you. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for granting us another Sunday school where you spoke to your people, O Lord, trying to bring things to our attention. Sometimes there are things that we know, but we are just trying to bring them to our remembrance, O Lord. We bless you for being so kind to us. We bless you for giving us a good time to speak about the word. We know there are places where you can't even open the Bible freely and talk, O Lord. But we believe, Heavenly Father, that if you are still giving us this opportunity, there's still a work to be done in us. Bring us to that perfection. Bring us to that your image you want to see us on, O Lord. We commit now the remainder of this service into your hand. Take leadership, take control in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.